North Shore Community College President Patricia Gentile is joining us here. And welcome and thanks for joining us.
Well, I'm very grateful to be here and to be talking with you and your listeners.
Yeah. The coronavirus, COVID-19, give us an update on how it has impacted North Shore Community College.
Well, as you can imagine, with over 1,000 employees and about 5,500 students enrolled for this spring semester, it's certainly been a major piece of work. But I'll tell you, from day one, safety and health has been our highest priority. So we're taking the same necessary steps as many of the other public higher education institutions to end face-to-face instruction, both for probably the rest of the semester. And what our goal has been is to maximize remote work for our employees and remote teaching and learning for our students and faculty. And we've achieved a lot in a very short time.
I was talking, I have a friend who is also, who is an educator who is at the college level and has had kind of not done the online courses until just now, but he's getting into it. And so that, I mean, there's a learning curve on that piece for everybody as well.
Absolutely. And I have to tell you that our faculty and the staff that support the faculty have truly been inspiring. They have done yeoman's work in a very short time. Our spring break was 2 weeks ago, and we extended that spring break by 1 week, giving our faculty and our staff the time they needed to adjust to the new landscape that we're facing. And I can tell you that this Monday, March 23rd, we opened the majority of our courses again, all on a remote platform. And next Monday, the remaining few are opening up also on a remote platform. And that meant that over 1,000 courses had to be transitioned from face-to-face to remote during a very short time. And I just can't say enough for all the faculty and the staff that accomplished that. Some are still working at it, obviously. And right now, almost all of our services are remote only. That's all of our student-facing services. We know that a lot of our students, especially, are not able to have either maybe an internet access or technology equipment to take advantage of remote learning. And so in our Lynn campus, we have an open computer lab scheduled, has to be scheduled with some very limited hours and sanitizing and social distancing criteria to allow them to help. But we've also purchased Chromebooks for our students, which we're distributing to those who tell us that they don't have the equipment this Thursday and Friday so that they can take full advantage of the remote learning. We've been getting our employees with college laptops and cyber secure remote access to the college databases and so on. But everybody from top to bottom has really worked hard to get this accomplished. And we're not closed. So a lot of people think the college is closed, and we are not. We are open. We are closed to the public, but open with restricted services to our employees and our students. And I have to give a shout out to our facility folks and to our campus police who are working really hard to keep our campuses a safe and healthy place. So it's just been a turn on a dime to be able to continue to support our students, especially so that they can finish their spring semester. Many of them, this may be their last semester, and they're looking forward to graduating and moving on to their other goals.
You mentioned the Chromebooks. Is that just in for the down at the Lynn campus, or are they at the would be distributed at the Danvers campus as well?
Well, because our Danvers campus doesn't have public transit, and that's been a problem mm-hmm. we've been working on for a long time, we thought it probably is best to distribute that. We have 280 Chromebooks from our Lynn campus because we have public transportation there so that everybody, even if you have a car, you don't have a car, can get to the Lane campus, and that would be the most strategic place to distribute. Plus, we have a really big gym, and so it also gives us the social distancing opportunity we need to do this in a scheduled and healthy way so that we're not jeopardizing either our employees or our students in giving out those Chromebooks. So that's why it's on the Lane campus.
I would think that a lot of your courses, though, I mean, moving forward, I mean, I know this is obviously temporary. You got to do what you got to do. But a lot of courses, your courses, there are a lot of hands-on kinds of things that you really need to do, you know, in your labs, if you will.
Well, clearly, that's one of our biggest challenges. And I can't say that we've totally addressed all of that. For example, we have a 1,000-clock hour program on cosmetology, and obviously a lot of that work is hands-on. So we're still figuring out what can go remote, how we make sure that the students get what they need. It's allergy season,
yeah.
And I have allergies. Thank God for spring, but goodness gracious. But to make sure that they get what they need as well during the time that they have left in the spring semester to accomplish their work. Science lab, same thing. A lot of it can go remote, and our faculty have been achieving that. But there are some things in some of our courses, especially allied healthcare, that are difficult to do remotely.
Yeah. You know, another thing, too, that I was thinking of is, having taken a few online courses, you know, in the past, grad courses, is that it's not easy. It's not as simple to set something like that up. It's not as if you just click on a website, although it's probably a lot simpler nowadays than I go back a few years. But it does take a lot of setup to get courses online.
Yes, and of course, we had already had courses online during this semester, so those just continue online. But remote options include more than just online. For example, our learning management system, where you would go and click on online, also has what's called Blackboard Collaborate, and that provides you an opportunity to bring people together to chat, to give a lecture, to upload videos. We also invested in Zoom, like everybody else in the country, so that folks can hold large meetings and, again, work with their students. We use Google Hangout. We use Google Meet. And so there's a variety of technology tools that we're using to provide instruction and materials. And even our library is remote right now, so there's a bunch of materials and accessible stuff that people can even get through their phones. So the remote options go from online all the way to the old correspondence course type of approach. So, you know, it is to do a thoughtful online curriculum, you need more than just 1 week. But you're right, a lot has evolved since the old dinosaur days when I used to facilitate online to more shells. All of our faculty already had a Blackboard shell for every course, whether they taught it in the classroom or online. So we had a lot in place to begin with, but that doesn't take away from the enormous amount of work our faculty and staff have been doing over the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
So I'm also guessing a lot of folks are not opting for the typewritten 3-page report that they'll mail in either. That's probably not going to be happening nowadays either.
That's, yeah. That's all gone. We have Google Docs and Google Drive and all of that. So, you know, the technology, without the technology, this just wouldn't be able to be happening. So, you know, as an old dog myself, learning new tricks, it's been quite an experience over the last couple of weeks.
Hey, one last thing before I let you go is that you are retiring in July, so it's not as if you're coasting in your final months at North Shore Community College.
No, I'm not. And I do joke that even though I gave my retirement announcement last year, I didn't leave fast enough, apparently. But truly, I'm very glad to lead the college with such a team of players who really are inspiring in the midst of a crisis and just jumped into action truly with keeping the students' needs and the mission of the college at heart. We've also done, you know, we've even gone beyond that. For example, just like every other institution, we've had requests for donations to the healthcare workforce, and our respiratory care program has recently donated or loaned to healthcare providers our respirators. So, you know, we're even involved still in the community and doing what we can to help the North Shore community get through this major epidemic as healthfully as possible.
Well, it's clear that at North Shore Community College, things are not on pause, if you will, during this time. That is for sure. Anything else that you want to share with us about the, all of this, our new reality here?
Well, clearly, this is an emergency that no one had predicted or expected in any way. And it's been a very fluid situation with the opportunity to make adjustments sometimes on an hourly basis, depending upon what's happening. And I wish everybody who's listening that they take the precautions that we've been advised to do. Wash your hands, practice social distancing, stay home as much as possible, and please get some rest and try to lower your stress level.
Well, sounds like some very good advice. And Patricia, thanks so much for joining us.
And thank you so much for the opportunity to tell the story about North Shore Community College.
Hang on the line here. That's Patricia Gentile, president of North Shore Community College, with us here on MSO News Sports.